Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for?
Yes, you're motoring on WSLU Radio 100.1 FM 1620 AM or online at shoutcast.com, keyword St. Leo. This is The Wasteland, and junior orals are over.
Woo! Finally.
Party in the party van.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Partying all
think that's enough. That's more than enough.
You just have no soul, Brittany. You've got to let the music feel you, and you can't disrupt the groove.
Uh-huh.
Beware the groove.
Right. Okay, well, if anybody wants to call in tonight, the number is 352-588-7440. And...
call in. Say hello.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Brittany, get better on the ball. Cut off.
You cut off early. It's not my fault.
And I don't care. This week's Greatest American Hero Award goes out to Buzz Aldrin. Yes, second man to walk on the moon. And, like, I don't know, he got kicked off that
Dancing with the
show,
Stars.
So there you go.
Not that either one of us knows what happened on the show because we don't watch it.
No, who cares?
I don't have a TV. He doesn't care. So,
but Buzz Aldrin's cool. He walked on the moon. It's more than you'll ever do in your life. I'm Emperor of the Moon, so I don't care.
You're Emperor of the Moon.
I have declared it.
Uh-huh. So, do we have anything else to talk about tonight?
Yeah, but I don't... Some things I'm not able to talk about. Some things I probably shouldn't talk about.
For anybody who's listening who took the Junior Orals, apparently we have the results, so go check that out. I can't think of anything else to say right now, so.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. At the cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Just like a baroness, middleman from China, went down to get your mind. Then again, incidentally, in that way, love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. The girl she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Thank you.
momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas, you're absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to burn her. You recommended other guys, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Thank you.
Never request that song because no one will ever play it. That's what TV's taught me.
Okay, so we found some stuff online that I guess we're going to talk about now. Well, apparently there's a list of 10 rarest video games on Yahoo.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the census.
Thanks.
Apparently, census is due, and they put out a bunch of nonsense about the census to make us take the census, and the schools said a bunch of stuff about the census to make us want to take the census, and I guess we should all take the census, and if you get your hands on a census, you probably should take the census.
Oh, goodness.
That's how we determine who gets put in the House of Representatives. It's from the census, but, you know, who cares?
Right, okay, the school's saying, like, our parents won't count us if we don't live in their house. I don't know, I'm not messing with this stuff.
I don't know if that's, like, legally true, but I know plenty of parents who will be counting their children.
Yeah, same.
Well into adulthood.
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure my grandma still counts my mom on the census.
Okay.
Mostly because she is a legal dependent.
Okay. Did we have anything else to say about the census?
I don't know. I guess if you find it, if you, like, find one lying around, just take it. Do yourself a favor. Make sure your congressman is whatever. But, you know, don't go out of your way. That's my advice. Because the government's already apparently royally screwed up the census.
Right.
And, you know, it happens every 10 years. I don't know what's so difficult about it. You just count people.
Yeah.
If the Romans could figure it out. Read your Bible. You'll see it's there. Lord Jesus, save us from the census.
Okay. Okay, going to this list thing again, I guess. Apparently, number 10 of the 10 rarest video games is Donkey Kong Competition Cartridge, SNES. Number 9 is Nintendo World Champions Gray, whatever the heck that is.
That's the game about old people.
Okay. NTSC Stadium Events for the NES. I have no idea what that is, but it looks really stupid. Number 7 is Blockbuster World Champions 2 for the Sega Genesis. Oh, and by the way, number 10 was estimated $900 to $1,000. Number 9 was estimated $5,000 to $6,000.
So if you ever want something really crappy to be worth a lot of money,
yes,
just hide it for like 20 years.
Yes. And number 8, that Stadium Events one I just read off, was $1,200 for cartridge only. But if it's in a sealed box, it's $40,000.
$40,000.
Right. And that Blockbuster World Champions one is worth $2,000.
$2,000.
Uncharted 2 Fortune Hunter Edition for the PS3 is apparently estimated worth is $1,200.
That game came out this year.
No,
how is that game worth that much money? It just came out.
Apparently, 30 of these were given away by Sony for random gamers who were playing Uncharted 2 online for the 09 from in 09 from October 10th to October 12th. The package includes
Let me guess.
The package includes stuff. It's a specific package.
I don't care. So Sony's big business platform is, "Hey, are you playing our exclusive game?" Well, I think in Uncharted on Xbox too. Hey, are you playing our game on our console? Well, how about you have a free copy of the game on our console?
Yeah, with special stuff. Like
that's
a replica dagger, a special bookcase.
Anyone who spends that much money should be dragged out into the street and beaten.
And it also says the game will probably become more expensive as time goes on because there are so few copies available.
Oh, yes. Let's let that terrible game get worth more money.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it's so cinematic that it's worth that much money and is so terrible. It truly is cinematic.
Mm. Number 5 is Air Raid for the Atari. Its estimated worth is $2,800 for the cartridge only, $18,000 with the game in the box. Okay.
The game in the box.
Number 4 is World Champions Gold.
Gold.
Championships Gold, actually, for the NES. Estimated worth is $18,000.
Well, I mean, those make some modicum of sense because they're so old, they're so rare. But how much was Uncharted 2 worth?
$1,200.
$1,200.
And estimated to go up as time goes on.
as time goes on.
And then number three is Kizuna Encounter for the Geo Neo, whatever the heck
that is. Geo Neo? Oh, that was this ridiculous Geo... The Neo Geo was this...
Neo Geo, whatever.
It's terrible it just... Horrible. there were like four games for that.
Its estimated worth is $600 for the Japanese version, $12,000 for the PAL version, whatever the heck that is.
PAL is Pacific Australian states.
Okay.
Australia, New Zealand, the other ones.
Okay. Number two is the 1994 Power Fest cartridge for the SNES. Whoa. Estimated worth is $20,000 because there is only one of these known to exist. This game was used at the last national video game competition Nintendo ever held.
Well, see, now that is a game specifically made for an event that was only, they only made 33 of them, and it was from 30 years ago. So that makes money. Yes. That's cost money, and that's understandable.
Right. And they destroyed, but they were destroyed, they were all supposed to be destroyed after the event. But apparently there's one out there.
One game to rule them all.
Oh, goodness. And number one is Nintendo Campus Challenge for the NES, and its estimated worth is $20,100. Oh, apparently only one of these is known to exist in the world. The one copy was found at a garage sale in New York in 2006. It was used for a video game competition held by Nintendo, and the game uses Super Mario 3, Pinbot, and Dr. Mario on the same cartridge and stops the game after 6 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's just so... That's such a ridiculous waste of money.
Yes, it is.
Uncharted 2 costs like $70. You should never waste that much money.
I like video games and all, but these are... these. No, wow. Okay, wow.
That was ridiculous.
So should we go back to the music now?
Yeah, sure, I mean, if you want.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Hello! Welcome back to the Wasteland. It's about 10:41 p.m., 72 degrees outside. It's apparently supposed to rain tomorrow, so bring an umbrella if you go outside. Another update on the census. I was thinking about that. And there is no way that it's legal for St. Leo to be making us do the census at school. Because we don't live here. We're not residents. We're not all residents of Florida. So if you take the census here and you don't get put on the census back home, that means your home district will lose representation. Because that's the whole point of the census. It's to determine where the biggest... Originally, it was just to determine where the district lines needed to be drawn so that people could go to the house. And it still does that. And now it also determines like where the biggest need is, where the poorest parts of the country are, where people are sickest, where people are richest, where people are dumbest. So if you get counted as living in St. Leo, that means whatever district St. Leo's in will get more population than it actually has. And yes, that'll only be about 1,500 more, but that's 1,500. And
not to mention that many parents put them on the census, and that would cause a double counting and totally screw up the numbers that are going to go in.
Now I know that neither Brittany or I are, in fact, legal experts.
Right.
You know, we were 10 the last time we did a census. So if we're wrong, we're wrong. And, you know...
Whatever, but... Right.
From my understanding of the way our government works and the census, it's not quite legal to be counted that you live at your school.
Right, because I don't... Okay, because... I got a text message from my mom earlier saying, yes, she put me on the census that they got back home. And now I have a message from my RA saying, hey, I have to come out and fill the census that's mandatory by the school.
Now, if someone can explain why it's mandatory,
yes,
then that's fine. I just want to know. I'm not
right.
saying don't do it. I'm not saying that we should rebel against the school. I just want to understand.
Right.
I'm literally confused.
I have been added on the one back home because while I'm still here at the school most of the year, I have my permanent address under the school's documentation that I live in Ohio.
Yeah, you're a permanent resident of your hometown.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure my parents put me on their census forms.
I don't live here. I mean, sure, I stay here, but I don't live here. My address is in Ohio, not in Florida, and I don't vote here, so I definitely shouldn't be counted in your district area for your representatives and whatnot. So I don't understand how this is working. If somebody can call in and explain this to us, please do. Our number is 352-588-7440. Because I'm very concerned about this because it seems like they want to double count people this way.
And remember, we're just asking questions.
Yeah.
We're not experts. We're just asking questions.
So, yeah, if anybody can give us the answer to that, that'd be great, especially because my RA wants us to do this, things like that, but I've already been added back home because, again, that's where I live. I don't live here.
Now, if there is some reason, and there's, like, if it's a special, like, college census,
right,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I could see there being a special census for colleges to find out how many students they have, what kind of family background they come to, but something tells me it's not.
I have no idea. So if anybody, I mean, I don't care who it is, if they have an answer.
Call us with your vague assumptions.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm going to probably have to meet with my RA, ask her questions about that. But I really want to understand this because I am very confused.
Because we're just, so that one listener out there, I can see you.
That's probably my mom.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well. Okay, we're going to go back to the music now. So enjoy along the Watchtower, Brittany's mom.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't
get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will ever own the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Not a play. Ooh, I've been running down
Okay, we actually have an answer for the census thing. Apparently you didn't stop our music. Okay, sorry
stop
about that.
Stop now. What you got?
So our census information, which I looked up on frequently asked questions for the census.
Frequently asked questions about the census. Do-do-do-do-do.
Right, okay. The question is, can my parents include me on their census questionnaire? If you're not living with your parents during the school year, then no, they should not include you on their census questionnaire. The Census Bureau conducts counts of people where they live and sleep most of the year. Parents should leave students off of their forms, even if they will return home after they leave college. Otherwise, they may be counted twice. This is something we should have gotten a notice for long ago, I think.
Well, what happened here was a failure in communication from the school. The RAs were supposed to be telling us about this for the last month, but they never did. And
so now people who their parents have counted them on the census, mainly because maybe they didn't know, maybe like their firstborns are in college right now, and they don't understand that, hey, this is actually something that shouldn't happen. My battery's going to die on my computer, so I won't see that in a second. But, apparently somebody really needed to clear up this communication gap here, because...
Well, what we're facing here is that a lot of the RAs don't do their jobs, and since you go here, you would be very familiar with it, and then the RAs don't go by your room all the time and tell you. In fact, I haven't seen my RAs for like 2 weeks.
Right.
Not since we got back from spring break. I've seen them around,
right,
but they haven't come and said, hey, you're going to need to fill out the census pretty soon. And if
and
they're due tonight,
why.
I feel like they should have told us before now.
Right, actually, because my RA is saying it's due, well, that I have to go see her today or tomorrow. And that's pretty short notice, actually. People do fill out their census long before now. And, like, my parents, they filled it out over a month ago and added me to it, so I will apparently be double counted or something. I don't
double
know anymore.
Double counted!
It's so weird. It's like, this really should be explained to people. Like, either put on the paper.
I don't really understand the point of counting people when they're in college, because you are in college for 4 years.
Right.
We're in college for another year.
Yeah.
Okay? The census is only taken once every 10 years, so Brittany's getting counted in my district?
Yeah, for only being here for one more year, and then I'm going to head out to somewhere else.
I'm not even going to live here in another year. You know?
Right.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, and I think they should have, I don't care what they would have done. Somebody needed to contact us back in 2009 about this, because this is just ridiculous in how it's being worked. Maybe they should put it on the paper saying, hey, if you have kids in college, don't count them.
I bet this wouldn't have happened if McCain had won.
Uh-huh.
Nah, it would have been worse, because he's, like, old as hell.
But, anywho, they should put it on the paper saying, hey, if your kid's in college, don't count them, because the school has to count them. But I don't know if they do that or not. And
I don't know. I've never seen a census form. Neither have I. 11 the last time this happened.
I know. I mean, really. So we were we didn't have to deal with this. Nobody told us that this happens. So how are we supposed to know? I mean, really.
Well, obviously, Brittany, you're just going to get lugged away and sent to Guantanamo Bay.
Anywho, so
you're a tourist because you're getting double counted in the census. Tourist.
Okay. Well, I guess I can count for some illegal immigrants who aren't counting themselves. So whatever.
Yeah, that's smart. All these there's this big movement to have illegal immigrants not count themselves in the census in protest to immigration law. So the way that they're going to help themselves is to make sure the government doesn't think they exist. Well done. Just well done.
Right.
And usually we end with a song, but we've got about 2 minutes left in the show.
Right.
So instead,
we're just going to continue ranting, maybe?
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to say?
Well, I just don't know how I'm going to, like, fix this issue. Well, I can't really fix it, of course, but I guess I have to sit down with my RA or send her a message because this is so very... we already played that song. Oh.
Rickrolled!
What? What? Right. Okay. Yeah, we'll ignore that for now. How about
Strangers who love, you know the truth, and so do I.
Oh, please don't do that.
That
okay, be glad you can't see what's going on over here.
I'm pretty sure they couldn't even hear the song, Brittany.
Well, probably not.
Or
but
at least they couldn't hear us singing.
No, but the motions were unnecessary.
Hey, I do's what the feeling tells me.
Okay, well, it's time for us to go for
time
tonight.
To go get drunk. Because junior rolls are over, and I'm 21, and I don't have to do anything till 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's my first full night's sleep in 3 weeks, Brittany. You will not ruin it for me.
Well, I'm going to my room. So, good night, everyone.
Good night.